We're going to get the story now from Louise Story, New York Times finance reporter down in Washington, joining us once again to continue our conversation about the regulatory debate in Washington. Good morning, Louise.
Morning.
So it's been reported in your paper by at least a columnist that Congress and the government really doesn't have a plan for dealing with the too big to fail scenario, the Lehman Brothers scenario that is just a year ago now, and that the regulatory plans on the table don't necessarily even address this. What are you seeing?
So there are proposals out there about what to do if a very big company hits trouble again, and Congress is looking at them. It has to do with, can you take them over? Can you take them apart? And so that's something that's going to be a big part of the debate because, you know, it would interact with bankruptcy law. If you're taking a company apart, you know, who gets favor, creditors or shareholders? But I think the broader question is, should we have companies at all that are too big to fail?
So there's the regulatory issues on the upside as these companies grow, limiting them from getting too big, and then the regulatory issue of what happens if one actually falls apart.
That's right. And so the proposals center on what should we do if one of these is in trouble. But you're right that there aren't a lot of proposals that are addressing should we do anything to stop companies from getting this big or to address the ones that are this big. There's kind of a hands-off approach on that question right now.
How would you do that? You know, keep a bank from being too successful? Would you force it to break up like AT&T was broken up under the antitrust legislation years ago?
Well, of course, success is not always size. We've got a lot of companies like Citigroup that are awfully big that haven't been very profitable the last few years. You know, it's hard to say how you would do that, and I think that's why no one's really taking that on. What the regulators and what lawmakers seem to be talking about instead of size is they seem to be talking about interconnectedness, how linked are companies. Mm-hmm. So if one company gets in trouble, what's going to be the ripple effect on other companies? And, you know, frankly, you could have a company that's comparatively pretty small that could have a lot of interconnections with other companies, and that becomes, in fact, more dangerous to the system than just pure size.
Good point. Louise Story, New York Times finance reporter, following the legislative and regulatory debate down in Washington. Thanks, Louise.
Thanks.